Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
I feel like the Playing for Sheep Station's jingle should be replaced by the Coles one. Down, down, prices are down. That's where my team's heading. I'm sure a few of the boys on here tonight, your teams are heading down as well. I went to bed on Sunday night thinking 11.35. Might see some green arrows considering I was 38,000th. How wrong was I? Outside the top 40,000 now. Saw about 2,000 and something red arrows. Also, just wanted to make a quick comment because Guardsy's not on tonight about Adam G. Has the same dream Jared Hayne had about refereeing in the NFL with the forward pass that he allowed for Latrell Mitchell and the match-winning try. The only consolation was it was against the Roosters, so who gives a shit? Joined by trainer Mark and Dan. So Dan's come back onto the bench, filling in for Guardsy, world's busiest man in 1 week out the next. We'll start with you, trainer. How did you go last week?
Absolutely poo-poo. Nowhere near your 1,100 and whatever you got. I got 1,045. So went backwards 15,500 spots. Sick one. I've realised that this is going to be just another year of me being stubborn and not winning because usually it's Jermaine Asako, the chopsticks prick, and this year it's going to be that bald dog Gutherson.
Yeah, I did have a question for you in a little while about Gutho, and I'll ask it in our team list chat.
I hope he dies. Let's get that out there early.
Okay, Mark, how did you go? We'll move on to hopefully something a little more positive.
A little bit more positive. I didn't see red arrows. 1,169 points, a massive leap up 130 spots. So massive green arrows.
So you scored 34 more points than me. I'm coming 18,000 spots behind you, and I went down 2,000 and you went up 100 and something. That doesn't really seem right, does it?
System. Anyway, 21,191st spot. Ironically, it was the King who salvaged the King is Dead score this week. I did captain his 130. I reckon I probably would have seen green arrows of the
red variety.
red arrows of the trainer sort of
areas.
If I didn't captain him. So thank you, Clint. Please don't die.
Dan, how about you?
Oh, I scored.
Any death involved?
No death. Birth, deaths, and marriages. Oh, birthday of the weekend. So,
yes, happy birthday,
Dan. Thank you. Thank you. And so, yeah, got to watch the Broncos win, which was nice. But yeah, I should have wished for some higher Supercoach scores because they weren't very good. I got 1,087, so yeah, similar to trainer in a lot of those poo areas. Down 10,147 places, so inside the top 30,000 just. 28,918. So, back to the drawing board this weekend.
Is that a sad indictment that I'm in the best spot in over 21,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it really
is. It is. But we thank the listeners of this podcast for continuing to tune in because, yeah, we're not going very well.
Well, we'll talk about people that are going well because in the Playing for Sheep Stations League, which has a code 312457, 312457, if you haven't joined that yet, it's not going to be hard to beat us. So join up because you're going to get some credit by beating us. Or there is no real credit in that, actually. The round winner with an awesome score of 1349 is Jamie. So Jamie's the one that gives us his ref bashing. He must watch a fair bit of footy, so he's on fire. He's the coach of Uncle Nick for PM, so he's a Roosters fan, so he didn't get it all his way on the weekend, I'm assuming. And we now have we now have a new leader of the league, Ed, coach of Slippery When Wet, so he might be an Eels fan, unfortunately for him. who moved up leaderboard with a 1309 in round five. He's now coming about 1400th overall.
Man, the Eels are one in a row.
Yeah.
Like they're
Premiership
firing.
favourites.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Dragons, who beat the Storm the week before.
It all adds up.
Logic.
Yeah, logic adds up. Yeah, so a 1349, a 1309. Mary's team also scored a 1304 or 5 or something like that, and she's into 4000th. So she's flying, and I'm not, so that's all good. She doesn't take much of my advice either, so
Oh, my dad sucks in the household.
there might be some warm feet at the end of the season. They won't be mine. Teamless Tuesday, boys. It's an interesting one now because we start to sell off a few of our ripened cheapies. There's a couple of fresh ones to come in, and it's that discussion around that. We'll talk about that in the set of six, so don't spoil that one, Mark. But let's have a look at Teamless Tuesday, which starts with the Dolphins and the Panthers. Bit of a scummy two teams down the bottom of the ladder, really, isn't it? Both with only one win for the year. Who'd have thought we'd say that?
Yeah, indeed. For the Dolphins, Gilbert is back after missing last week with suspension. He's named in the back row with Plath staying at 13, which is how they played weeks prior to that anyway. So that's the only real change of note. The Edwards begin for the Panthers at fullback. Dane Laurie drops to 18th man, but they do have a couple of outs there. Cole is out with a concussion, and Kenny, I think, did his shoulder last week, so Lace Talangi gets his chance in the sixth there at Penrith, and Sorensen back in from concussion as well for the Panthers.
Is this the week Cleary goes huge? 116 break even. Edwards back against the Dolphins. Surely, surely, surely this is the week for Cleary.
I think Penrith play is so much better. Like we talked about it during the week in our messenger group that Dylan Edwards offers so much for that team, and you know. It's just hard to replace someone like that, that where the system has stayed the same with the 13, the 7, and the 1 consistently. I think the Penrith are a moral,
Well,
moral
will
system.
Cleary be the most vice captain to player, do you think?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, righto. Tony, you got anything in the Dolphins Panthers game? Are you happy to shuffle along? Don't love any of the Dolphins.
No, screw the Dolphins.
It's the first time I've heard you say that. I thought you were a big Dolphins fan. Jeez.
The Dolphins have the bye in about round 10, don't they? And then they play quite a few of the big byes, so there is a few players that on the watch list.
Yeah,
Like
Chooks
Jeff,
around 10, but it must be somewhere around there.
somewhere around there, I think. Like Herbie in that, in and around Origin might be a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, the second game of the round sees the Dragons take on the Titans Friday night, 6 p.m. down at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. Flanagan keeps the faith. Dragons 1-17, despite being comprehensively beaten by Parramatta last week. For the
Thank God for Lachie Ilias is all I'll say.
Titans, no Tino. He's out suspended. Randall goes to 13. Verrills returns at 9. Fifita of the JoJo variety named to return, which pushes his namesake David back to the bench. Firma going back into the back row.
Actually, I look watched the mini of this, and I think Verrills back in is really important for the Titans, getting them on the front foot. Bit disappointed Tino is out, but hopefully that just gets them a bit more on the front foot and they can play a bit of ball, because I feel like I got bailed out on the Campbell captain, 28 or 29. At the end, I was just about to, give it away, do what Guardsy said and retire. I'd had a pretty ordinary end of the night, and then to look up the Supercoach scores and see him on 29. Not so great. Is this the week that Firmer and Campbell bounce back against the Bron against the Dragons potentially?
Well, I hope Firmor does, because I have him in my team, so.
Break even of 101.
I've got a question for you, trainer. Is it too late to get Gutho 828,000 up 153,000? Are you ever going to fall on your sword and just get him?
Break even
Nope.
of 6, is that right?
Break even of 76.
76.
Averaging 107 or 108 for the year.
It'll be low again next week.
Feel like this is a bit of deja vu.
Yeah, that's fine. I already said that at the start. This is just going to
Yeah.
be when I refuse to get Jermaine Asako. I don't care. I'm not getting him.
So you'll pick Gutho up next year when he stinks again.
No. I'm not getting Gutho ever because he's a bulldog.
Never got
Nah,
dropped.
look, I'm hoping that some of these other friggin' fullbacks pull their finger out at some stage and just match it with him so I don't have to have him.
We did hold out big hopes. The one that I think We'll talk about him in a little while, but Teddy is the one that I think is just quietly going under the radar a little bit.
And Latrell Mitchell, like once he gets back to fullback, like he looked good already first game back at centre. Like he's playing 5-8 this week. I like that as well. Who else? Like KP's doing me frigging head in, but he's got to go big at some stage too, you think?
I know
Pappy on that draw coming up.
Yeah, I know to the Broncos. My worry for Pappy is they'll get in front by 30 and then they'll just pull him off and he'll only play 60 minutes. It showed on the weekend that he's not necessarily going to be the man to score all the points either. So.
Yeah, that's the thing with Pappy that worries me is he's just one prong in a three pronged attack, like that stupid bald prick at the Dragons. It's either he does it or no one does it.
Three prongs. Bonnie Blue
Well,
will be sniffing around at Melbourne soon if there's three prongs around.
Maybe that's how he hooked his glute.
too many prongs. Yes. All right, Mark, let's move on.
The Broncos up against the Roosters. Broncos moving back into their Friday night 8 p.m. slot at Suncorp. Is this why Guardsy's not here? He's curled up in the fetal position in the bathroom at home with that formidable back row of Jack Kajewski and Jaden Hunt named for the Broncos. And his favourite, Marty Tapau, coming onto the bench.
The other thing that he might be curled up in the bunker, I've done a little bit of research because if he was on, he would have asked. Ashley Klein's in the bunker as well. I know how much he loves that.
Few changes for the Roosters as well. Chad Townsend dropped for Hugo Savala at seven. Lindsay Collins out with a bung knee. Matt Butcher moves to prop, and Victor Radley returns from a head knock. It was a small fracture in a cheekbone or something. He only needed a week to recover. He's back at 13. Robbo playing funny buggers
Surely
with
Nwanga
Niitawase, 18th man. You'd imagine if he's fit, he comes in. The talk is all that Dom Young is going to drop out of that team.
Nwantawase. Can you imagine what Dom Young's going to do to blokes in the New South Wales Cup?
I'm assuming that Robbo's dropped Chad because he's worried about him having to tackle Gajewski or Hunt as well. That's the only thing I can
Absolutely.
come down to.
Also, he's shit.
Don't worry about the fact he kicked it out the full four times last week. I think he's worried about these Broncos back rowers.
Yeah, also on the Roosters for those unfortunate enough to own Zach Docker-Clay, he remains on the bench, Kevin.
Ready to score seven. Question for you around Reynolds to Cleary. This is the week to do it. I think both got 100 and I think Reynolds 114, Cleary 116 break even. It's only going to cost you 45K.
Reynolds has been named, but there's talk that he won't play.
But it's only 45,000 to get from Reynolds to Cleary. That's a pretty good go if you took the punt on Reynolds early. I think now is the time to part ways with Reynolds and get up to Cleary.
Right. Next game, Saturday games, double header over at Optus Stadium in
Not the
Perth.
same sort of build up that the double header in Vegas got, is it?
No, I think WA and their premier cooker are a bit on the nose with old Peter Vlandy's right at the minute. So the Sharks and Manly are the 3 o'clock game on Saturday. Teague Wilton returns from illness, and Talakai onto the bench. I think he was out with a head knock last week, wasn't he?
Who?
Talakai.
Oh,
Anyway,
who
they're the only
cares?
changes there for the Sharks. I don't think they're overly relevant. Oshae Ole, there you go, got a right first time there.
Nice work,
Returns
good work.
for Manly. I think the interesting one for Manly was Lachlan Croker, named on an extended bench, looking to make his return, his first game of the season. So, run with talking combination of Zach Docker-Clay and Jas Tavanga, but
Definitely. On a serious note, any concerns for Nico owners that he's out? He seems capped at about 75 in that team. Anyone own?
I've sort of watched him last week, and I wasn't overly impressed. Like I was sort of reading some other comments from some other people. They were like, "Oh, you know, Nico's looking good and looking fine, and this and I don't know. I'm really tempted to just to trade him to Jerome Hughes, like, but I don't know. I'm too freaking soft to do it."
I feel the same. I watched pretty closely because I recently bought into Nico, and he seems like Trindle's overcalling. Like he's
They just
like
share it too
time's left.
much. Yeah, like
Yeah,
it's.
I don't know. Doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, it's six of one,
I know.
half a dozen of the
I
other.
know.
Like it's not like it used to be where Nico just got the ball whenever he wanted and paraded around and did everything. You know,
And
it's
Matt
definitely
Moylan
like they're
just
sharing.
had shit kicks and passes every. Well, that was their option, wasn't it? Yeah. And that's, when Hines went bananas and scored all those points.
Or perhaps you need to send a sniffer dog down to Sharks training. So
Could work. Could work.
right, second game there in Perth on Saturday, 5:30 p.m. our time. Us South and the Cowboys. South. Have you ever seen a game where both your halves are gone inside the first 40 minutes with a hamstring injury? But Humphreys lasted about 3 minutes or something.
Not
But
long.
Walker didn't come back on after half time anyway. Troll Mitt and Jaden Sullivan named in the halves there for South. He looked, as you said earlier, trainer, he looked pretty good. It came back, Trell, so
What's the
didn't
Humphreys?
score huge points, but he looked, from a footy perspective, he looked pretty good.
What's the Humphreys time frame?
He's a bit longer than Walker's 2 to 3 weeks. I think Humphreys was 4 to 6, and then Ravalawa, who did his as well, was the longest of the lot, so.
Is there a chance that we can get Latrell to play 5-8 for another 3 weeks and get Jewell at 5-8? Or would we
Chance.
prefer him to get named at centres and get Jewell centres? Where's he more valuable to us? Probably 5-8.
100% 5-8.
Yeah. Please, Wayne, pick him for 3 games.
Yeah, Alex Johnson also returns on the wing for South, and Ewan Aitken plays his first game for South in the centres. After the Cowboys, Reuben Cotter returns at 13 for them. So that's, I think that was the only change for them. So.
How many games of footy just looking in Sydney this week is there with two in Perth, one in Darwin,
Yeah.
game in Queensland, one in Newcastle, one in Melbourne? What's that, the Dragons? Dragons and Sharks.
Well, they're at
No,
Wollongong.
Dragons, yeah. So is there not a game in Sydney?
No, I don't think so.
When gather round's on too.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, the final game on Saturday, 7:30, up in Darwin. Parramatta up against the Raiders. It's the same 17 for Parramatta, but he's actually named people where they played. So Lomax is on the wing, and Russell's named in the centres. Riley Smith
Have for
named.
Hopgood.
Yeah, Riley Smith named to start again. He's world's biggest hooker, Jermaine Hopgood. Holy.
But
He'll
when
be in.
Sam Thaiday started at the Broncos,
if you own Hopgood and he's going to be playing 20 minutes at hooker, I think it's time to get off.
Yeah, and the Raiders, they're 1-17 from last week, so no changes for them. On to Sunday's games. We're back to the 2 p.m. No more daylight savings, so back to
Love it.
2 p.m. Sunday. Storm and the Warriors down at Amy Park in Melbourne. I still no Warbrick or Asofa Solomona. They must have been pretty good concussions. They've been out for 2 or 3 weeks,
Is
so.
Craig just using that excuse for Sofa Solomona because he can't afford any more broken jaws or stupidity?
Possibly. Moses Leo retained after debuting in the centres last week, and Pappy's good to go after his forked ass cheek last week. So, the only change for the Warriors, who had the bye last week, is Rocco Berry into the centres.
How many Melbourne players do you own in your teams?
None as it stands, but after this, my trade period, I'll have one.
Dan?
One plus more this week, I think.
Tony, how many do you own?
Pappenhausen plus one at least.
This week?
That's this week.
Yeah, I own none up until this week, but I think that'll change. Interesting because they're pumping out some pretty good scores, and I think the round two bye, they had the bye in round two, didn't they?
Yes.
Is made it a little bit difficult because then we've all gone heavy on cheapies and trying to bring them in. So it's, I think we in the set of six last week, we talked about when do you go from targeting all the cheapies to starting to bring in players for points. And I think that response from everyone here shows that it's this week.
Anyway, we round off the round this week with the Knights up against the Tigers, Sunday, 4:05 p.m. McDonald Jones Stadium. Mass changes for the Knights. They lost Schiller. Well, actually, they lost Saifiti
Running
running
out.
out onto the
Oh.
field with his popped his gaff running out onto
That
the
sounds like
field.
a Davison sort of
And
thing to do, doesn't it?
Very much so.
I think I tore my groin putting the stumps in this year or something like that. So,
And then they lost James Schiller early on to a HIA. Jack Cogger's out with a busted finger. Adam Elliott's out with a calf injury. So they've lost a few troops there, the Knights.
I thought the Knights battled on pretty well in that game. I know they didn't score any points, and there's a lot of people up in arms around Ponga and Best and Marju and all of those guys that rely heavily on attack.
Tried really hard. Like,
Yeah, I thought,
his effort was
yeah,
huge, I thought,
big.
last week.
What they're forgetting is that after about 6 or 7 minutes, they were down to a
Yeah,
15-meter
that's right.
rotation. So,
Yeah, so they were never going to be full of energy
and
and doing that, so.
the Dogs are playing some really good footy.
Yeah, and I think I don't buy into the narrative that the Dogs are this super defensive team. It's pretty easy to defend when you've got a team that's down to 40 players by the end. Like, it's not going to be that hard, is there? They're not going to be throwing a lot at you. I know the Dogs are defending well, but some people that have got them as new favourites in the comp and think they're going to be the big
Holy. Well, they
juggernaut.
got shown up. Their smaller forward pack got shown up in the semis last year,
Yeah.
didn't they? So,
Yeah.
but yeah, anyway. So, mass changes for the Knights with all those outs. McCarthy on the wing, Crossland at seven.
Got a question from Cade. Cade says, will Crossland score better at halfback, or do I need to get rid of him? Anyone got an opinion?
Well, I don't think he probably scores better. He makes 1,000 tackles at
That's
Cooper, doesn't he?
where
So.
his points come
But
from.
is he more points because he's on the field for longer? Like, he's going to play 80 as opposed to.
He's probably not going to do as much work up, wouldn't you have
So,
thought?
about the same. You don't think it'll change much?
He's going to make less tackles and hopefully just dishes the ball to KP, so I can't see him improving.
Okay. There you go, Cade. Get rid of him.
Cop his poor returns
Or
from
keep him, knowing how good we're going.
returns
Actually,
from
he's
suspension.
doing better than us, so keep him.
Thomas
Captain him.
Hand named in the back row. I think we're going to chat a bit more about him later on. For the Tigers, Jerome Luai is back from his suspension, replacing Latu Fainu, who I think went into concussion protocols anyway. I don't think he finished the game, did he?
Don't think so. I think he was out this
Yeah, he
week.
did.
All right, boys. So that's the Teamless Tuesdays. We don't have Gardy's angry fan list. I do have Jamie's roll call of his. G'day, Shepherds. A lot to choose from this week with 800 forward passes and soft send-offs. Grant Atkins, 3 points. Waddell's forceful swinging arm on Wishart that got him 2 weeks and he didn't get sent to the sin bin, but other ones that have not even been given a fine were sent to the sin bin. We knew that was coming. We talked about the crackdown last week. I actually thought it could have been a lot worse than it was. A bit of sanity prevailed, I think, closer to the Sunday games. But yeah, fair point on the Waddell one. I couldn't believe that he's got 2 weeks and he didn't even get sent to the bin. Jared Sutton, 2 points for dodgy bunker decisions, advising Peter Goff to send Robson and Targo for 10 in the bin for barely high tackles. So similar kind of field. And then Liam Kennedy, 1 point. Walters try from a pass that went about 2 metres forward, with Kennedy right there on the
That
spot.
was flat. Is that the one from Cobbo?
I didn't see that game, so if
The
I'm
best
Broncos
pass
fans,
was 5 metres forward. I
that one.
watched it yesterday, I think, finally, and Jesus Christ.
So you're agreeing that it was a
Flat
very,
is the right
very
word
ordinary.
here, isn't there? Matt Burton style, flat earth. Jesus.
Um,
Probably
Tom
Tim
Brady.
Brady.
he said, I want to give an honourable mention to the touchy, I think it's Drew Outram in the St George game, who was right in line for the forward pass to Sloane, then watches his foot touch the sideline as he scores a disallowed try. Says and does nothing. What is the point of being there? Gardner loves him, though. He says, lay
Yeah,
off
he
the touchies.
would have had wind. It would have been windy grass in his eyes or something.
Yes. So, rain in his eyes last week. But what was the chat we
The
got?
one was about the Garrick no try last week in the Manly game. So there was multiple people that needed to be on the list, including the cameraman, I
Oh,
believe,
yes, the
for
cameraman.
giving a really terrible angle of the whole thing. So I believe in that game we all thought that Grant should be on the list. He's Guards his clothes. I've seen it. Classic Grant. Why is it that every other ref sends up tries as a try, but Grant wants to be special? So,
Oh, yeah, that was that kick, eh?
yeah. So he can look down the barrel and.
Yeah, he finds a camera quickly. And Casey was up in the bunker too, so Guards love that as well.
Yeah, so there we go. In Guardsy's absence, we all decided that that was an angry fans moment or a chin list moment worth putting. Thanks, Dan, for finding that. We'll move into the set of six. I start with the first tackle being soft tissue carnage. I can't remember a start of the year with so many torn calves. I think we thought last year was bad,
And
but
hammies.
and hammies and bicep for foreign and a few
Glutes.
glutes, like you name it, these muscles are tearing. The question I've got, will you pick up these guys or are you going to be wary when they come back? I know Turbo's been on the never again list, but
I think I read something from NRL physio where he says the highest likelihood of recurrence from one of those injuries is in week two of playing. So week two of return or something like that. So
it's a wait
you
and
can
watch.
perhaps have a little watch, and if they get through it a couple of weeks, you can buy them with a bit more back with a bit more confidence.
I guess in saying that, there might only be 17 blokes that we can pick then in our Supercoach teams because it seems like everyone's getting some sort of soft tissue injury.
Excellent, because like I feel like the blokes that I don't pick score tons and big points.
Yeah,
I
so.
might just be left to just let it happen.
Thank God for the flex because there has been a fair bit of bad luck. Like imagine if you owned which Saifidi ran out and tore his calf before the game.
Jacob.
So he obviously gets a zero. Does he count in your game or would he just
Nah,
become an
you get
all
an AE for
team?
him.
Yeah, right. Because that seemed an odd one, didn't it? Couldn't
Well,
have.
Humphrey's got one.
Yeah, but he at least
Yeah.
started the game. This bloke didn't even get. He was running out of the tunnel. So. This leads on to tackle two. How long can you hold someone through suspension versus injury? Are you more likely to hold them through a suspension or more likely to hold them through an injury?
Depends who it is.
Depends what position. So obviously some positions where you don't have a lot of choice in the halves sort of thing. Or fullback, you don't want to hang on to and have a fullback being a high scoring spot. You don't want to hang on to maybe a week. You could hang on maybe two, depending who it is. But I don't think you'd want to go any sort of longer term than that
It
in
was a
those high
question.
scoring spots.
This tackle comes from a question from a fellow named Rowdy, and Rowdy was talking more about Reynolds. He owns Reynolds, and he was kind of asking what I thought if he got named, is he likely to play? Is this injury likely to keep going? Do I just hold him? Do I sell him? And it got me thinking about it. And I think suspensions are much easier to know because you know the exact time frame. And you know, so if it's a 2 week suspension, a 3 week suspension, so on and so forth, some of these injuries, I remember, and I'm not trying to pick on your trainer, but do you remember the Latrell Mitchell fiasco? Was it last year or the year before?
Year before.
And they just kept saying, next week, he'll be back next week, he'll be back next week. And you just kept holding on because it started out as a 2 week injury.
Yeah, no, it ended up being about six, I think.
Yeah, 6 or 8 weeks or something crazy like
Fucked
that.
up.
And then he went into Oregon and then he got injured again, I think. And it just makes it really difficult, I think, to hold with those injuries, particularly some clubs are more truthful than others, I think. And I think that might be that. So suspensions I'm more likely to hold, injuries I'm more likely to sell, particularly soft tissue injuries, which is where that first sort of question came from as well. Hackle three, is Teddy the man to solve our fullback dilemmas?
In a few weeks, not yet.
When do you think?
Oh, preferably after
Before
the bye for
Origin,
me.
after the bye.
Yeah, but I looked at
Really,
their draw
Origin
and I think
team.
they have a couple of good games before the bye, so I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, and on
For
the.
those of us who aren't that stubborn, some of us bought Gutherson in, so he's been scoring well. Those of us, some people held Iongi for his 100 this week, so he's got a bit more money to make
He's got a
now.
lot more money to make now,
Yeah,
especially. He looked heaps better
Zuma
too.
and
So.
Ponga, who are also having the
Roosters have
fullback.
got Dragons round 8, Dolphins round 9 into their bye. Then it's Doggies, Sharks after that.
Yeah,
And then
so
another bye in 14, but I don't know. I'd probably try and get him for that, those
full
couple of
14's the
mini
bye, which
yeah.
is sometimes harder to cover because you've got to get your full squad as opposed to the big buys where you've only got to
Yeah.
get your top 13, isn't it?
So we're still thinking like our top five backs, if we had have asked 4 weeks ago, would have included players like Trbojevic and Co. Who does it include now? Maybe even Reece Walsh would have been in there, but I'm not sure he would be anymore. Who are the, let's say top three, because I think ultimately we want to run three big fullbacks in those two positions and the flex. Who are we targeting in the next? Who do we want to have by round 14, 15? Who are we looking at having? Is that too hard to answer off the cuff?
Yeah, I'm unsure. I think Latrell Mitchell's probably nearly number one.
Do you think Latrell will play Origin?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so that probably makes him hard to get, especially with
And
his role
then
now.
Tedesco is just so consistent. Like the Chooks look friggin' shit out still, but geez, he's been good. Just even
Just
not without the
incredible.
attacking stats, just getting it done.
Yeah, and I think with a young half coming in, he's just going to get more touches, isn't he?
I think so.
So I think Teddy's actually come flying up into calculations. I probably didn't even, I might have had him fifth before. I think Gutho is certainly going to be a guy that stays in and around, particularly if Flanagan sticks fat with Ilias and Flanagan, because there's not much creativity there and it all has to come off somebody, and it's coming off Gutho. I think Pappy's not a bad option, but I am worried just about the management of him across that period of time.
Yeah, like I like that he's in that red hot storm team, but as I said, like sometimes it's just all Munster, it's all Hughes, and like Papi kind of just floats around sometimes.
Yeah, it makes it tricky, doesn't it? Is there someone that you think you could go that's just a little bit left of centre? Like, is it Connor
Drinky.
Tracy? Yeah, Drinky's probably one. Connor Tracy. I know he hasn't set the world on fire, but I
I like
wonder.
Drinky a lot more now that he's kicking goals with no Duffy.
Yeah, that's true. He's sort of been the forgotten guy. He's probably down to his base price now as well. Probably want to see one more week of the Cowboys being okay
Yeah,
before I really.
they've got the bye next week as well.
So
I was just having a look at the
that
Cowboys
makes it
draw.
tricky, doesn't it?
It's not too bad. They don't play round 12, but they play everything else.
Might have a look
And
at.
then they've
We
got a
might have a
bye in
look through
round
the week. We
27.
might come back. We might have a repeat set next week. Haven't had one of those yet. We might come back to the fullbacks because I think it is an important position to get. We might do a bit more digging. We might come back with our top five or our three or whatever we want to do, and we'll pick a time frame that we want to get it done by. So we'll come back to that one. Call four. Oh, Dan and I were talking privately because it needed to be a private chat because we were in the doldrums. How do you get out of the hole you're in? Is it pod time or just keep boosting? I know if Guardsy was here, he'd say just boost. He'd want to boost his way out of this trouble. I'm assuming he probably is going to boost his way out of trouble because I don't think he got out of trouble last weekend.
Not with Bradman Best.
No, geez, that was unlucky, wasn't it? Just to the situation that game. And what did he get? 20 odd.
Something like
He still made 70 grand or something ridiculous like that because he had a bloody low break even. But is it time to go pod? Is it time to go a bit rogue? Is the season gone for us if we're, I'm 40,000, round five gone. What's that, a fifth of the season? Just about gone. Is it time to get into pod territory and just start throwing shit against the wall and hoping something sticks?
Not
Well,
yet.
yeah, but it does make it hard if you go with all the popular choices that are mass owned by people ahead of you to then climb above them.
Well, I think you guys talked about it last week in terms of the back row and how many options, and then we saw them all score tries and doubles and all that kind of stuff. So, which is making it harder. Like Hudson Young was super low owned,
But
and
next week he could do nothing and get 35. Like, I don't know. I know that's what you've got to do. You've got to hope you get him on a
you've
run.
got to hope that you get onto something good here, right? And
Yeah.
that, I think that was sort of what I was getting at there, going, well, is it time to start to make some moves? Because if you're coming so far back, you've got to make up the ground somewhere, and it can't be with the same blokes that everyone else has.
And that's not a bad spot to
Well,
Irish
that's what
because
I'm thinking.
there's lots of
There's so
choices.
many
So,
options there. You've got Katoa, you've got,
well, the other centre wing as
yeah,
well.
well, that's
Yeah,
right.
like.
And you've got options there as well. So whether you just want to set and forget those other places at the moment and then just really focus on those areas, I don't know whether that was a strategy people are going to look at trying to go.
And I think that was the choice of why I went Jaden Campbell as captain last week because it was a pretty wide open affair. It really didn't hurt except that Gutho went 130 for about the 4 or 5% of people that captained him, and I think he was about 10% vice captained or something like that. The other main major people, as in, well, Cleary kind of hurt a little bit, but not many people
And
would
then
have captained
upgraded
him.
later. Like,
Yeah, so.
it's a bit too late. Because I would have looped 95 knowing what.
During the weekend, I said there's no way I'm boosting again, but I'm actually nearly tempted to boost again because I think my way out of this is to get a shitload of cash and start to build early and then just try and hang on because there's no point saving trades and I'm 50,000th after round 12. I'm not going to make it back then. The time is now. I have to make it up now. Like, I'm not even thinking that I mightn't waste all my boosts 5 in a row, just to try and really do something a bit different. I don't know, but the year's slipping away already for me, I feel. So I'm going to go a little bit left to centre. I think Eli Katoa is going to be a very in-demand player to bring in this week. I looked at his ownership. He's not that high owned because his price has been quite high.
Is
The
it
round,
750 now?
yeah, I think he's pretty high now, but the round two bye kept a lot of people away, and a lot of people struggled to get him in. So I'm going to have a good look at him this week, because if he's still under 20% owned, that's probably good enough for me. But if he's not, I'm going to try and look somewhere a little bit left. I know Ola's heaps higher owned than him at the moment, which I was really surprised at. Uncle Five boys, is Garrick at 800,000 too juicy not to cash out of? Cheaper centre wings getting the job done, and the money made from this trade could fund plenty of other moves. I know a few weeks ago we said he's a set and forget. I didn't realise he'd get over 800,000, but then have 130 odd break even. Is he a guy that we can move on now, pick up after their bye for the Origin period? Train, I think you were very in the set and forget kind of category earlier, as was I. I'm swaying. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm not going to trade him personally, but there's definitely merit in making it happen if you've got some flexibility there in your team. You could easily, if you've got some dual position players, swinging him to a gun back rower, or if you want to drop him down to take a risk on a Jalen DeGroote or something, that's definitely an option there as well. And yeah, it would free up a lot of cash. Manly's run coming up's going to be tough. No Tommy Turbo, a bye, so
I
not the
read somewhere
worst.
that without Turbo, he averages historically playing in the centres. So they've taken out positions like when he plays wing and fullback. He averages over 10 less in the centres without Tommy Turbo, which I thought was an interesting stat. So,
I'm certainly tossing up selling either Garrick or cashing out Jesse Arthurs this week, and I'll probably lean towards Garrick just for that extra money. Broncos already played the Roosters. Did they play him in round one?
they did.
And he scored 1,000,
It
didn't
was
he?
amazing.
Yeah, so let's hope he can do that again. I might hold on to Arthurs and get rid of him. Then that's an easy way. I've got Fermor up in my 2RF. I can move him down to centre wing, and I make money getting Eli Katoa.
I've got what's the white fella from Penrith? What's his name?
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Bloody hell, couldn't remember his name for
The white
the
fella.
white fella. Yeah, or New Eye. You're
I was going to say Liam Martin.
the Milky Bar. They call his nick.
Nathan Cleary.
I'm pretty sure he's the Milky Bar King, the real albino looking fella. You know who I was talking about?
Devin Woods.
Shut up. So I've got him in my flex position at the moment, so I could easily trade Garrick out and move him up into the centre wing, and then bring anyone in into the flex position, which
Yeah,
isn't a
get
bad
Gutho. Get the bald dog in.
him already.
Love it.
Oh, well,
I
don't
own
have
him.
it, man.
I own him. You
You're a flog as well.
get him.
I'm not
Dan,
getting
have you
him.
got Garrick? Dan, have you got Garrick?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of selling?
I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest. I was just like, I'm not worrying about those. I've wasted too many trades on Manly players so far this year, trading them in and out. I
Question for you
started with
though.
Garrick.
What's a trade worth, dollar wise? Remember, we talked about plenty of ways to make money, and this seems like a pretty good way to make a bit of
Yeah, that's
money.
why I'm coming 30,000.
Well, I'm coming 40,000, so yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I haven't thought about it. I was looking to make moves elsewhere, but because I figure he scores tries and kicks goals, and that's what we want.
I think that's the one thing that's probably stopping me from doing it. I know he was heavily traded 2 weeks ago or three, whenever he scored.
Just before he went
Yeah.
that way.
He was the most traded out player that week, and he went 150 odd. So that burns me. But how often does a player go back to that? Especially a centre, like especially for Manly,
I
who,
mean, kicks goals.
you know, Manly
As I
playing the
mentioned, I am
Sharks.
trading goal kickers.
Okay. Good rule. Was that Dolphunnies? And did he say, see you in court?
Yeah. Nice new rule, he said.
All right, tackle six. Is Thomas Cant the next slam dunk? We've obviously got a Matt Traynor fan who likes the vernacular of the slam dunk. Nicholson has proven to be the slam dunk that you called. Is Thomas Cant the next slam dunk, or is he in a team where there's a fair bit of injury and a fair bit of circumstance that makes his role look better than it might be? What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's definitely the case. His role looks better at the moment than it would normally be because Dylan Lucas is out. And again,
And Edwards is out this week. Oh, not Edwards, Elliot.
Elliot. And I think Again, I think the NRL physio posted today that there was talk that Dylan Lucas is due back around that Anzac range, but
But
the
they play
Knights
New
play
Zealand.
New Zealand, so there's talk that they might be conservative. He had a couple of setbacks, I think, in his rehab, so they might not put him on an aeroplane to New Zealand. So there's probably two, three
How
prioritizers.
many weeks does Cant need with the output that we've seen from him if he's going to get started? 2 weeks, you reckon, trainer?
Yep, two will
What
get the
sort of
job
cash?
done. Minus 66 break even. If he gets 60 again this week, it's going to be negative again next week. Another 60 that week. Like, he's shown that he can do it with his base. He's going to get 50 odd in base. He's not another slam dunk by any means because his job security is not as
See,
good as
just the layup.
Nielsen's. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe a free throw.
Free throw, right.
If we're
He's
using
not that close to
basketball
the
vernacular.
hoop. The other question that was pretty prominent this week, it was I want to get a gun and I want to get a cheapie, and it was the Cant versus Egan debate. Dylan Egan from the Dragons has a pretty low break even, bottom dollar, 198. Looks like he's locked into that role. He's on the bubble. He scored 250s, I think. I don't think there's been a lot of reason that his minutes wouldn't stay the same. Who do you like out of those, Cant or Egan? At time of recording, Cant is more traded than Egan at the moment.
If you're only holding for 2 or 3 weeks, then I think Ant makes a lot more money, doesn't he?
Think he makes it quicker.
Yeah.
Whether he makes more money in the long run, I don't know, but he's certainly going to make that
But
money quicker.
you're not buying Ant to hold him for 10
No,
weeks.
he's the stepping stone to somebody else.
Yeah,
Do you
sometimes
practice?
I like the fact that they're not completely bottom dollar when you sort of just want to get them in and out. Like, sometimes if you buy them at bottom dollar, then they only get to 300K in that time when you want to get rid of them, and you're kind of it's a bit of a bigger step than you want to take. So sometimes if you like it might look good to have the extra 80K in your bank this week, but if you've got that extra 80K invested in the player when you want to trade him out, sometimes that can be helpful
Yeah,
as well.
they might be over 400, and it's just that bit easier to get to a 650, 700.
Yeah,
Get what you're saying.
I'm sort of hoping, yeah, in for 2, I'm hoping for 3 weeks would be really nice, like if he doesn't go to New Zealand. And then get out of here and
And
I
I
don't
think
know what I want, but
that also probably assumes that there's no other injuries. I think we've seen a lot of teams. Someone like Naff White's the perfect example that his role's changed because different players have been out. Leniu's been out. Collins has been out, Radley's been out, Butch has been out. Like, he's just been the
he's been
benefactor of,
consistent.
yeah, but he's the beneficiary of all those injuries. Like, the way that the game's played now, there's going to probably be someone in your rotation out every week. And I think Cant's the guy that's probably, like, last year it was whatever that bloke that looks like one of the Ninja Turtles, Brody Jones, is it Bodie Jones or whatever his name is? He was the guy that came in a lot at the end, but it looks like it's Cant this year. He's done a job. Like, he looks like he can play anywhere. I think he's closer than a free throw. I think he's a bit of a layup if I'm going there. He'd be the one that I'd take over Egan, I think.
And
Okay,
he's only going to
him.
make 300K, and then he's almost a straight swap to Lucas.
Yep. The other thing that I looked at, I'm still holding Hosking as well, and he's due back next week, round 7. So don't know what to do there. Whether that way, I don't have to sell Hosking, and I can just keep him, and
He'll be an interesting
He's going to be
lottery
on the
pick.
bench, mate, so you might as well punt him.
Well, he might not be. I've heard some rumours out of the Raiders that he may play lock. So,
Over
wait and see.
Horsburgh. What are they
Yeah,
just put Horsburgh
potentially.
to front row?
Horsburgh to front row, Papali'i off the bench, and then they're not keen to play Nicholson 80, is what they think they can get better output out of Nicholson out of 60 minutes, which was what I was. I listen to I'm in the car a lot, so I listen to this Green Machine podcast because I was curious about it. So yeah, call me weird, but
You're doing
you're
everything.
weird.
You're doing everything possible, aren't you?
Just wanted to know my players, they're important to me, they're in my team for a reason. So
You know how the Warriors podcast goes next week.
yeah, they're hard to follow. Sounds like they want fish and chips all the time. It's no good. Righto.
Peyton does a podcast with the Cowboys. We don't know what he's thinking.
No one knows what he's thinking. That's the set of six, boys. I think that was good conversation tonight. Let's move straight into trade talk. I guess that comes off the back of off that hand chat and Egan chat. Trainer, what are you doing this week? Do you know yet?
Oh, I've had a bit of a buggerize around. At the moment, I've gone Seyfarth and Gilbert to Canton, Katoa. I don't know. It seems a bit cookie cutter. But I have a bit of a strategy that I'm working on currently. I don't know how
Want
it's going to
to
go, but my plan is to keep building the bank. So that's the Cant trade, and then I don't want to buy anyone that's going to play Origin before Origin, and I want to really try and have the strongest possible team over the bye, over the byes, and that's where I want to try and make some ground up, because at the moment, as you said, like unless you start swinging for the fences with pods now,
Let's be honest, when does that work?
yeah, like I'm not very good at that, I don't think. In my
You
experience,
wouldn't.
I've picked about three good pods in my entire Supercoach career.
We can bring up you and Aitken as the
Yeah,
ultimate dagger when you.
BJ Leilua, they're two of
About
the
this
worst.
week, do it.
AJ Brimson a couple of years ago was actually pretty good. I was happy with that one, but he's they're few and far between. So anyway, that's kind of my plan at the moment, is I don't want to buy anyone that's going to play Origin. So like Olakau'atu, Angus Crichton, sort of people like that. I really just want to prioritize, yeah, getting in people that are going to play the buys and keep building
Difficulty
that
in
bank.
the back row though. New South Wales have who are they going to pick in the back row? You'd think Crichton will be one, Liam Martin will be the other.
Hudson
I don't
Young.
know. Then you got Hudson Young, Preston,
Kalama
Olakau'atu,
Matangi.
all those blokes who are a chance.
Yeah.
Do you just avoid all of them? Is that what you're saying?
And then they
Well,
could
I'm
very
happy.
happy just to wait closer to Origin for that. Like Olakau'atu obviously is killing it, but Manly have got a bit of a tougher run coming up and a bye. So I'm happy just to sit off him. That's why I've sort of gone Katoa this week. I know he's expensive. But yeah, low ownership. The Storm are just plain unreal, and yeah, I don't know. I know lots of people are going to buy him this week, but I don't know. What do you do? I still think he's the best decision, so I'm just going to stick with it.
Which Palama Tangi plays on the left side, doesn't he? So
Yes.
we're going to assume Latrell plays on that left side. Is Latrell a chance to unlock Palama Tangi on that left side and just free him up, give him a bit of extra space? Because they're going to have to go at Latrell. Like you can't just have one-on-one necessarily with Latrell, which means that in my mind could free up someone like Palama Tangi. And when I talk about a pod, he's a proven guy that has scored pretty well in the past. And if his role is changing and he's getting someone of Latrell's ilk standing next to him, some of the attention's got to come off Kalama Matangi and give him that opportunity to bust tackles and run over a halfback. Any
Yeah, fair
love on
shout.
that?
Fair shout. I just don't think he's I don't know if his base is quite as good as Katoa's, and
It's definitely not.
I'd rather have a Storm bloke than a Rabbitohs bloke, to be honest.
Could you boost and get both?
Well,
Bring him.
I could probably boost and sell Gajewski to Kalama Tangi as well, but I don't know. I want to just chill on these boosts and just relax a bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm talking myself into another boost here. Guardsy will be proud of
The
me.
guards are going to be so
He'll be
proud.
so proud. Watch where I've put
Wherever he is, he's smiling and he doesn't know
it. Mark, what do you think you're going to do this week?
I've written here that Garrick or Arthurs will be out, and I'm leaning towards Garrick's for the money it'll put in the bank for other trades later. And Seyfarth, he's going as well, coming in. Tower, so same two winners. Trainer there.
Is Seyfarth going because you think he's pretty much maxed out, like break even to 46? He might get it, but he mightn't make any more.
Oh, he
Like
might
he's.
make a little bit more money, but I'd rather get Kent, who I know is going to make a fair whack of money, and Katoa, who you know is going to score you shitload of points.
Yeah, fair shout. Dan?
Yeah,
Boosting?
no boost. I was, I'm not doing that. I'm saving. I promised the listener that I would save one for the end of the year, and I've only got two left. So,
So you've still got one to save.
yeah, I know, but
Like
it's not the play
Kenny
this week.
Rogers, the coward of the county.
So what are you going to do? Save two for after Origin and have four trades left to make them all in one week?
Love to do that. We'll wait and see. You know,
Please.
it's all about being excited. And the truth is, you're only going to find out every 2 weeks. So, yeah.
And the problem is, you told us it was like a seesaw up and down. You're on the down week. You've got to get on the right.
On the right
You've got to
side.
get on the right.
Back.
You've got to get on the right cycle before you come back. You
That's
don't want
right.
to. You don't want to keep coming on the downer.
That's right. No good. Yeah. I think I'm going to go Hughes this week. Oh, I'm going to go Canton Hughes.
If you got in the halves now.
Cleary and Sandon Smith.
Okay.
And then my 5/8s are Jaden Campbell and Metcalf. So, and we've got Dewey there. I'm thinking of moving Dewey on this week
Okay.
and sending Jenkins up into the second center wing and bring in Hughes in the flex. So that's my move this week. And then, you know, I can move on to someone like Tom Starling next week. I know the Raiders going a little bit of a run here. So I know his minutes keep going down. I know people are keen to get off him, but just interested to see what it looks like. And then I can make some moves after that. But I've got a bit of money in the bank too. So yeah, I'm going to use this week, I think.
Well, I think I'm going to boost again. And
Okay, good.
that's on Tuesday.
Oops for all of us.
That could change by Thursday. But at the moment, I think I'm going to boost. I can do Seyfarth. I've got a bit of money in the bank. Seyfarth, Hosking. And not sure if I'm going to have to use Gap's money and bring Jenkins up and put one of them into the flex position. But I'm going to go Koloa Mutungi, Katoa, and Cant this week.
Nice.
I'm letting Egan go. I figure at 198, if he gets one price rise and he's still killing it, I can try him again next week if I want to downgrade someone else.
It's a bench forward though.
Yeah,
Like
but
that's
that's
and
okay.
I think
Scoring a
that's
50, it doesn't matter how you get your 50 and how you're going to make your money. I couldn't give a shit if he is the orange boy and they're still paying him.
I think we've all
Well,
been burnt by bench forwards in the past, so
oh yeah,
that's why I'm staying away.
but one, who's to say? Like we didn't stay away from say a Horsbury, and he had the option that he might have been coming off the bench, like.
Big Red's angry.
You know, plenty of options there. Captains and vice captains, I think, like never before, it's been so important. Mark, you got it right last week. I don't think the rest of us got it overly right. Where are we heading this week? I feel like it's another pretty tricky week. Mark, you were the king of the castle last week, so you start us off. Because
Oh,
otherwise, we feel like you just copy us.
the King features really again, but I'm VCing Nathan Cleary on Thursday night. And I'm going back to the well with the King against the Tino-less Titans, Wynn Stadium down in Wollongong. He will have the captain's armband for me.
So you'll either be having a good time or shitting yourself by about 8 o'clock on Friday night. All
Perfect.
said and
Ready to
done.
watch the Broncos and have a good time.
Nice, Dan. Which way are you headed, mate?
VC Nathan Cleary, pretty stock standard there, and I'm going to captain Jerome Hughes in the flex.
Nice. Trainer, where are you headed?
Cleary and then either Captain Katoa or Ponga.
Well, not worried.
Well, fuck it. How much worse can I go?
Great response. Well done. No, I love that. Ponga's got to come good at some point. Like, he's too good a player, and potentially
We're only playing the
Newcastle.
Tigers. It's at Newcastle. It's fucking
Newcastle,
Sunday
Sunday
Arvo.
afternoon.
Oh,
We'll be
actually, it's
getting
Sunday Arvo. It's probably going to
shitty,
be 2 points to 0 in poxy Sunday Arvo games. They should ban them.
don't
you? I'm Vice Captain Cleary, and then any one of Gutho, Campbell, Ponga might be a shout as well.
Yeah, I got Pappenhausen there against the Warriors too. I could look at with a goal kicking. Makes me a bit more comfortable.
I'm sure you'll be surprised, but I was listening to a stats podcast around the NRL, and there's a bit of a theory that Carrigan and Haas are going 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off of high minutes, low minutes. If you have a look through first two rounds, Haas was at big minutes.
Paddy played big minutes last week.
Paddy played low minutes, and then Carrigan played high minutes, and then now Payne's in the
And he
2 weeks
was
on.
due.
No, well, this week is his second week of low following week. So just be wary of that Payne Haas low minute potential, if you believe the tin hat people that I'm
Next
listening
week
to.
against the Warriors.
Yeah, next week against the Warriors, that'll be his big week.
5:30 game.
Yep, get on. Mark, we took up the mantle last week of the succulent
Oh,
Chinese multi.
didn't you cover yourselves in glory?
Yeah, we did a great job.
You're idiots. Oh, I got mine right. The rest of yous are friggin' hopeless.
Yeah. It's a team game here, Matthew.
It took
Good
them
job, Grant.
79 minutes to get my one right, don't worry.
And a forward pass.
And a forward pass.
And a millimeter of green between his heel and the sideline.
Doesn't matter how you get it, mate. Doesn't
That's
matter how
right.
you
It
get it. I want
counts.
to draw pictures, do they, Trainer?
It's
Just
very,
green ticks.
very true.
All right, Mark, but we've entrusted you again.
Entrust me again,
But
right?
run through, because I have had a question from somebody. How do you put the doubles and the singles and the tri bet on?
Oh, why don't you get them on side?
And
Yeah,
is it
100%.
only available? The question was, is it only available on Sportsbet or could they do it in Ladbrokes as well?
I don't know. I've never bet with Ladbrokes. You can certainly do it on the Tab app. I know that much. I imagine you could
So
do it
you
on
just
all of
put
them.
all.
They call them different names in all the different apps,
So you just put all your single bets in, they go into your bet slip, and then down the bottom,
down the bottom
give
where
you the
your multis
options.
are, so you can have an all up, so you can have all three, and then there'll be a doubles. Depending how many you have in there, you can have a treble.
Some of
So
them call them tricksies and all sorts of shit, don't
yeah,
they?
that's
Left was
right.
right.
Right. This is a punting
Yeah.
podcast.
We're just here to educate, mate.
That's
Just here to
true.
educate.
Yeah,
I'll give
so
you next week. I'll have a list of podcasts for everyone to listen to as well.
if
Monday through Tuesday until the Supercoach stuff comes available.
yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Lots of roadworks on the way. It's taken me a long time to get home.
Righto. Anyway, we're back to the well again this week. So, again, three try scorers, Christian Tuipulotu against the Titans. Sharks, even when Iro was playing, they scored a lot of tries. He scored about a try a week. Hirotti scored a try last week. They seem to be going and attacking down there an awful lot. So, Hirotti, Sharks, let's see, left centre. To get a try, it was pretty good value. I think it was about $3,
This is
wasn't
going
it?
to be interesting. I'm going to put a picture of Marwin Harodi up on the Instagram
Like
tile,
finding one.
and no one's going to know who that is.
Yeah, I know.
Can you pick a identifiable people, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. And the third leg, even though they had a win last week, I think Canberra represent pretty good value against Parramatta. KO Weeks, he had a try last week that was called back for instruction, so he looks like he's getting a little bit more involved. Parramatta are shit defensively, so I think KO Weeks to get a try for the Raiders.
Fast in Darwin, you reckon?
Yeah, fast in
Sweaty.
Darwin. Sweaty. Last.
I wonder how many bottles of water Jason Riles is going to drink.
Yeah. Well, last year, I think the Dolphins put about 72 points on Parramatta in the second half, so.
And the year before that, I think the
That's
Cowboys
why
did a
they've
number on
taken a
them.
team that usually
Yeah,
hangs
from the
out in the cold.
cold. Yeah, the
Yeah,
last time they won
makes
was when they
sense.
took Canberra.
Yeah,
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
anyway, those three, if you back all three, the all up is paying 13.20. But I'll also play the doubles as well. So
Not the singles?
no, not the singles.
Okay.
It's just
It's for cowards.
too much of an outlay.
Okay. Especially when none of them are going to score anyway.
Yeah.
High confidence here. Righto, boys. Great podcast again this week. We've gone through the ins and outs, the Cants versus Egans. What did you want to say? Something, you had a funny little pun, but I can't remember it. It doesn't matter.
Penny or Carty?
Oh, Kenny or Carty, I think he can. I think he can. I think he will. Little layup. Trainers go on the free throw. Dan, we won't see you next week. Good luck.
Yes, pass.
Little chess pass.
I might come back next week, Kim.
Ah, school
School
holidays.
holiday. Just depends what he scores.
Yeah,
Yeah.
depends what he scores.
If I can,
He
if
might get
I'm
off the.
soaring or seeing, who knows?
He might get off the roller coaster and get some level. Dan, you're probably due your big score.
I know, it's
He has
coming.
one big score every year, listener, and it's usually 1500 plus, and it
Massive.
catapults him from 60,000 down to 40,000 usually. So, Jerome Hughes and with the skipper in the flex
Gonna
sounds
be
great.
this week.
Thanks, trainer. We'll see you again next week. Are you away?
I'll be away, so yeah, probably no chance next week.
Righto. The week after?
Good question. Let me check the calendar.
Good question. Check your
It
calendar.
might be slim pickings next week because I'm touring around Tasmania for the next couple of weeks as well.
Oh,
So
well, I might need to hold Dean's hand
I'm
when.
confirming, listener, I'll be here next
All right,
week.
so I might just be me and Dan or me, Dan and Guardsy, not sure. Good luck with that, everyone. If you want to tune in next week, that'd be
Bring
well
Dolphin.
received. Oh, we could bring Dolph Hunnies off the bench. That would be very funny. We might try and organise that actually. Dolph Hunnies, if you're there, reach out.
You'll just have to let me know if guards he's on. Otherwise, I won't be able to listen to it in the car with the bass theme.
Yeah, I'd say headphones be required. Thanks for listening. Round six. Let's hope for some green arrows, boys. Ta-ta and farewell.